Why I was so hurt. Yeah, there's like a I seen like there's like a meme of me just like getting real sad. The reason why I was so hurt is because you
Oh, when she's and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
With Black Vibe Baddies
and those who love us.
So Drake, this is Nicole Weaver. I'm from Black Bi Reality Podcast. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Miss Nicole?
I'm good. I'm good. I wanted to bring up, you were part of multiple iconic moments of the season. One of them being Angela coming to you in tears, frantic, saying, you know, I would never, I would never. I don't even know if you know what she's even talking about in that moment. So my question for you is, how did that whole moment and situation affect how Angela played into your game? Because for me, it's like she ran to you for comfort. So that gives trust a little bit. But I don't know how then you really wanted to move forward with Angela after that. And of course, talking about how she pointed out to the group outside.
Yeah, so Angela was kind of a difficult person for me to navigate in the game, because if you guys remember, she was supposed to be part of the Collective Alliance before she said it was fake. So after that, game wise, I was trying to have her best interest when I could, but if I couldn't, I wasn't really torn up about it. But I was glad that I was able to give her like the emotional support and the comfort that she was needing. Because everyone needs a friend regardless of the game. Everything, you know, the Big Brother is Big Brother, but deeper than that, everybody in the house is still a person.
Yes. And then I know that you tried to do a quick binge on YouTube to figure out the game, and now you have learned about offering yourself on the block. Now, I will say, most seasons of Big Brother, there tends to be a blind side that really kicks off the game. Like, now we're in it. And I think your blind side is that. What advice would you have for future house guests on how to navigate this and how to not fall into the same fate?
This is going to sound super cliche, but don't volunteer for the block. Hey, it's telling to you all the time, cons go home, don't volunteer for the block. And, you know, there was just a lot of volunteering this season. So I was like, Tucker volunteered, Angela volunteered, Kenny volunteered. Like, I'll be fine probably in that kind of comfortability aspect of thinking I had the numbers played into the effect of like, yeah, you could go home. So just don't put yourself in unnecessary situations.
So, Cedric, you actually had a lot of options when it came to allies. Kenny, first of all, Kenny said he would have voted for you for AFP, probably still can. Tucker just wanted a males alliance. Of course, you were working with Chelsea and Cam, and then T-Core was a little bit farther back. Do you have any regrets from which allies you picked or how you handled any of all of those great options, honestly?
No, I don't have any regrets. I think I picked, you know, where all my loyalty was the Pentagon, and ultimately those were the three people that voted to keep me in the house. So I think I picked properly. And as for T-Core and Chemo, even in the collective, they felt like it was best for their game to send me home. So I have no hard feelings about that. I don't believe that was best for their game, but I understand that each person has a different perspective on their own game.
Yeah. My follow-up question is more specifically T-Core focused, because I think that's what a lot of people really were focusing on. You had a good personal relationship with her. When her goodbye message came up, you looked pretty hurt. Yeah, T-Core always had a weird fit with you guys, that she wasn't always there, but was still kind of looking out for each other. So I guess, would you say out of the two, if you were more or less hurt by T-Core, and was there, I guess the follow-up question is just, do you wish that the personal became like more game or equal to?
No, because my whole thing going in was like trying to play the game with honesty and integrity, and That's why I kind of kept our game relationship where it was, because I knew ultimately my loyalty was with the Pentagon and I was going to have to cut her. But not to say why I was so hurt. Yeah, there's like a, I seen like there's like a meme of me just like getting real sad. The reason why I was so hurt is because, she had promised me a role. She had, been on a personal level, and I thought we really did have that tight personal connection. And then for her to vote and be one of like the people that kind of led the flip was it hurt a little bit.
Yeah, understandable. Well, thank you
Nothing
so
against her
much.
though. I still love her.
Of course, of course. Thank you so much, Cedric, for all of your time. You've been so entertaining and a positive person in the house and so interesting to watch. So,
Thank you.
yeah, we enjoyed you at Black Byriad podcast.
Thank you. That's awesome. I'm glad I can help. I thank you for the support.
Of course. Bye.